Now Ertz and Goddard both in the game. Second and goal from the six. Eagles all in white with the green trim going right to left. Trying to take the lead with 2:42 to go in the game. Sanders the back. Hurts takes the snap. Fakes it to Sanders. Running left. He'll score! Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
That was a call that you heard on these very airwaves last week, as it was the game-winning touchdown run of Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts as Philadelphia got a much-needed win at Carolina. Unfortunately, though, for Philly, the Eagles have already suffered a setback since then as they fell to Tampa on Thursday night. Competitive ball game, although Tampa built the lead. Philadelphia tried to close late, came up short, losing 28-22. This is week 6 of the National Football League, and you already have one game complete, another game that is in progress, Jacksonville leading Miami over in London. Jaguars trying to get that ever-elusive first victory, and four teams today that are not going to play. As Tyler mentioned, you don't have the Falcons or the Jets. They played last week in London. You also don't have the Saints and the 49ers. So here's the schedule for today, and we can start with the local listings. While you do have the game in London that is on right now, at 1 o'clock on CBS, you'll have Kansas City at Washington. On Fox, you'll have the Packers and the Bears. At the afternoon is a CBS doubleheader, so it'll be Dallas at New England. Then you have the Sunday night matchup, which is Seattle and Pittsburgh, and then Buffalo against the Titans tomorrow night. As far as the national broadcast, here's what the schedule looks like this afternoon. You have Green Bay at Chicago, Cincinnati at Detroit, Indianapolis home to Houston, the Rams play in New York against the Giants, Kansas City at Washington, Minnesota at Carolina, the Chargers play in Baltimore. Those are the 1 o'clock starts. You have a single 4:05 game. That would be Arizona at Cleveland. And then you have two afternoon games. You have, again, the second half of the doubleheader, Dallas at New England, and the other 4:25 start, Las Vegas in Denver. So that is a look as to what the schedule shapes up to be. And then as far as who's doing what around the league, standing shape up this way, Buffalo 4-1 atop the AFC East, two games ahead of the Patriots, three games ahead of the Dolphins and the Jets at 2-3 and then 1-4 respectively. Baltimore atop the North despite all the injuries. Ravens 4-1. Bengals and Browns 3-2. Pittsburgh 2-3. Titans lead the South, a two-game lead on the Texans and the Colts. Titans 3-2. Texans Colts 1-4. Jacksonville 0-5. 17-13. The score remains the same as they play in the fourth quarter. And the it looks like the defense coming up with a nice play there with a tackle for loss for Jacksonville. And then in the AFC West, Chargers lead the division 4-1 as both the Raiders and Broncos started 3-0, but have each lost their last two. Kansas City, last place in the AFC West at 2-3. Most points allowed on the season through five games at 163. And even with that notation, they are still only 9 points away from having more points scored than they've allowed. Over in the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys are 4-1. Washington is 2-3. Then you have the Eagles 2-4 after their loss. They were 2-3. And then the Giants 1-4. Green Bay Packers lead the North 4-1, a game in front of the Chicago Bears at 3-2. Vikings 2-3. The Lions 0-5. Tampa Bay 5-1 after the victory Thursday night. Game and a half in front of the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints, each 3-2. Falcons are 2-3. And then the NFC West, Arizona, the lone unbeaten team in the National Football League, 5-0 after last week's win over the 49ers. It wasn't the one that all the fireworks went off, but they won 17-10, which is enough said. Rams are 4-1 in second. Seattle Seahawks and the 49ers are each 2-3. Why don't we go ahead and highlight the best and the worst, as we like to kind of stack them up with the weekly poll we do with the panel. So, Brian Rice, who would be the bottom five for you in the National Football League? Spots 28-32. Who are holding those spots down?
Well, we have an active fight for this right now going on in London. But for entering this morning, I had the Miami Dolphins at number 28. I have the Indianapolis Colts at number 29. Number 30 is the Houston Texans. Number 31, the New York Football Giants. And number 32 by a fairly wide margin, but not enough to have a team tied at 30 is the Jacksonville Jaguars. That said, look at the Jaguars trying to prove me wrong and trying to prove the Dolphins need to go down a couple of spots.
Tyler Ivins.
Bad defense in Miami is going to lead the way for me at number 28. At 29, I don't care that David Mills is your quarterback. I think it's awesome that he's trying to go out there and earn a job maybe in the future as a backup elsewhere. That's the only interesting storyline right now with Houston there at 29. 30 is the New York Jets. I think they are the worst of the one-win teams for obvious reasons. They're coming along very slowly at a molasses pace. Do not get me wrong. I think Robert Saleh is the right coach for them. I think Zach Wilson is the right quarterback for them. It's just going to take time. 31 and 32 are the two teams that are winless. I'll give the Jaguars the bottom spot at 32 because of the recent Urban Meyer off-field drama.
28, I go the Falcons. 29, the Jets. Even though, because I had to go with a head-to-head there. So,
Nothing wrong with that.
Falcons 28, Jets 29. Texans, I think, are 30. And you could even argue that even though they have a win, it was over Jacksonville, they might be playing the worst football of anybody in the NFL.
Fair.
But because they have a win, I leave them at 30. Lions 31. Just think how close they've been. They rallied and put the fear of God into the 49ers when they opened the season. They had the Ravens dead to rights, and if they call the delay of game penalty that should have been called, that's a runoff. We don't even get to see the record-setting field goal of 66 yards that Tucker used to beat them. So that's how, and then last week, you've got at least two wins potentially that have been handed back, but Detroit does so much already of their own in that accord. And then Jacksonville, I agree with everyone. Yes, they are closing in on a victory right now, but still number 32 at this point in time.
I firmly believe that there are more than just one play that can cost you a game. Well, if you didn't want it to come down to one play or the officials, don't put yourself in that situation. You're right, but those mishaps still have to be called and remembered. It's like the Monday Night Football game between the – or was it Thursday night? The Pat Mahomes against the Broncos, where it's clearly in the background, Mahomes hasn't gotten the snap, and the clock says zero, and he does the left-handed shove. You still have to acknowledge that they blew that call. And it's still, I'm not going to get on a tangent about the NFL officials, but how are you a billion-dollar industry? How are you making them full-time employees now where they don't have to be part-time? And they're still not the best of the best. You still have to acknowledge they got the call wrong before the Justin Tucker field goal against Detroit. That should have been delay of game, backed up 5 yards.
And this is where they need the replay official to be able to buzz in and say, you missed it.
Missed it.
You missed it. Because the
it's
goal
okay
should
to be wrong.
Be
just don't just gloss over it.
To get it right. Correct. Well said. Best of the best. Brian Rice, top five.
At number, I'm going to give an honorable mention to the Baltimore Ravens. I realize maybe a hot take to have them outside the top five, but I do for right now, just because they struggled so much until the very end with the hapless Indianapolis Colts. I have the Chargers at number five. I have the Rams at number four. I think the Rams are new lease on life with Matt Stafford. Look really, really tough. I have Tampa Bay at three. Hot take. Arizona's the last undefeated team, but I have them at number two. They are without their head coach today. At number one, the team the Tennessee Titans have to take on tomorrow night, the Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagons. Nobody leads my poll like the Buffalo Bills.
Number five, I'll take the L.A. Rams. I'm not going to remove them from my top five unless they give me a reason to. I think that they've got the potential to be a sexy pick out of the NFC, unlike any of the other plays. They finally have Matt Stafford. He's finally getting a chance to succeed. Number four, the L.A. Chargers. Like we already mentioned, just a great victory last week against the Cleveland Browns. I think they're going to contend with Buffalo for that AFC crown this year. This was tough for me to do right now because they both are just so good right now, potentially meeting in the Super Bowl. But I gave the number three spot to Brady after another five-touchdown performance. I wish I could have given a second vote to best performance because I would have given it to Antonio Brown, what he's done so far this year. Tampa Bay's three. Number two, I'll give it to the Buffalo Bills. Guys, if you haven't won a game, you're going to be in the bottom rankings. If you have not lost a game, you will take the top spot. That's my MO. They may not be playing the best football, but when you're 5-0, you're number one, Cardinals.
I'll quickly give my top five, which honorable mention, defending world champs, the Buccaneers. The fact that they are hit so hard as they have been on the back end of their defense, I mean, they're in that 4-1, actually 5-1 mix with the win they got Thursday, but I've got them on the outside looking in. I go Chargers 5. I go Dallas Cowboys 4. Rams 3, Bills 2, Cardinals 1. How big a deal is it that Cliff Kingsbury will not be with his team coaching the Cardinals against Cleveland?
One head coach, I don't have a problem, unlike what happened with the Saints when they had so many assistants and coordinators that were out due to the contact tracing. To me, you can have a coach miss a game, see that in the profession. This was college, John, whole other story. Pro coordinators, whole different story. They can handle this without Cliff Kingsbury. I hope that's not the narrative, because at the beginning of the week, I said on the air, Cleveland's beating Arizona on Sunday, and that was long before we found out Kingsbury wasn't going to be there. So when Arizona does suffer their first loss today, don't put it because Cliff Kingsbury wasn't there. This is pro football for a reason.
It's a big deal, but it's not a necessarily they're going to lose because he's not there. They're going to have to do some things differently, but I think the positive is they've known about this internally apparently for a couple of days, so they've had a chance to apply some of their planning that I'm sure was still in place after last year.
I think this is going to be one of the more fun matchups to watch, and it is a shame when you don't have the head coach that's able to be there, but I also think that it's going to be less of an impact for him not to be available to the Cardinals than it will be for Nick Chubb to not be available for the Cleveland Browns. Now, even though they have Hunt, who I think that is as tough a two-headed monster as you could hope to have at running back, they still might be just fine. But I really liked Cleveland's chances with both Chubb and Hunt. Now, I still think that, okay, it's going to be potentially a fantastic game back and forth, but I just like it a little bit less because Chubb has been so good for Cleveland.
San Francisco was pesky last week for Arizona. This is a major step up taking on a team like Cleveland. So, like you said, it's the only 425 game today, right? Maybe I misheard you.
It's the only 405 game.
Only 405, but yeah. There's still West Coast 425 games.
Yes.
Point being, selections are fewer in the afternoon window than the 1 o'clock window. So, opportunity to keep an eye on Arizona-Cleveland.
And we can say Miami has moved in front of Jacksonville. Touchdown Dolphins, it's 20-17 as they play with just under 10 minutes to go across said pond. Quick thought in terms of what Nick Chubb has meant to the Browns and perhaps what it means to Cleveland to take the field today without him.
I think it makes it a little more difficult on Baker Mayfield. I think one of the reasons why Baker Mayfield is playing as well as he is he has a reliable running back. And anytime you take a reliable running back away, see Tennessee last night. Anytime you take a reliable running back away, it makes the job harder on your quarterback, and they can key a little more on what your quarterback does best, defend the pass, maybe drop an extra guy into coverage. I think it makes a difference. Does it make a big enough difference? Say, I don't know. I think Arizona's really, really good, so it may not make a difference just because of how good Arizona is.
We've been talking about Jacksonville and Miami. Jaguars still trying to get that elusive first win. They've got the football. It's 1st and 15 as they are on the wrong end of the field trying to get the ball going against the Dolphins. You also have Detroit. Today, it's the Lions play host to Cincinnati. Cincinnati 3-2 after last week. At one point celebrating, or at least we got to see the rookie kicker celebrate before realizing the look on his face when he turned around. I mean, because there is a handful of teammates. He jumps into the hands and the arms of his holder. They celebrate. A couple of linemen turn around, see him celebrating. They celebrate. And then it sinks in. The ball missed to the left. Even though it clipped the flag, it's not horseshoes. And then it was like, what? It didn't go in? But I saw it heading in. Anyhow, Joe Burrow, I think, is having an outstanding year.
Yeah.
Took a shot to the throat. He's been resting his voice, and the question is whether or not he'll be able to be as good in terms of calling out the signal, shouting him out this week. How do you see? Does Detroit have a shot? Do you give him a shot against the Bengals?
I don't. I actually give pity to Detroit fans out there on every sports angle right now, for the Pistons, Red Wings, or the Tigers. It's always been a long season whenever football comes around and Detroit Lions fandom takes over. It's going to be even longer this year. But, hey, potentially there could be a difference maker waiting for you in Vegas in 2022.
What do you think, Brian?
I kind of echo with what Tyler said. He's in my headspace today, so I'm just going to – he's in my headspace. It started with the kickers, and it continues.
I'm in your head, bro! Been in your head since the start of this program.
Started reading my brain for his show prep. That's okay.
Just say, though, there's something. You know how they say Vegas knows something? Mm-hmm. Detroit's only a 3.5-point dog. What does Vegas know? And it's easy for me to shoot my mouth off up here at Johnny Carino's. Vegas knows a little something.
But there are a bunch of people who will still bet on Detroit to not cover.
All right, Cincinnati and the – here we go.
It's the pick to click.
Yep.
I do think Detroit will probably have the lead until it loses on the field goal.
I swear to you, if Detroit loses on a 50-plus yarder today, I'm going to text you and go, Jonathan! I'm going to drop like 15 exclamation points, too.
That's right. For the record, it's John. H-N, not O-N.
Oh, my apologies. So I'll make sure to get – that's why I can't call him Jonathan. It makes total sense. Gosh, I know.
Jonathan?
Jonathan. I said Jonathan. You got to make sure you – yeah, there you go.
But anyhow, we move on. Not only do you have two head coaches that are trying to get their first win, but you also have two rookie quarterbacks looking for that first dub. One just happens to be in Jacksonville along with Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence, so we've talked about that. The other is Trey Lance made his first start as Jimmy Garoppolo out due to injury. He didn't have the best day throwing the football, 192 yards, ran for a team-high 89, which, you know, there's that aspect to his game, which is why he was so coveted as a draft pick by his head coach. So what do you think in terms of today? I mean, the 49ers are off this week.
Right.
But what did you think in terms of his first effort?
Last week was the first week all five first-round quarterbacks started in the same week, okay? I'll start with Trey Lance. Okay. I thought it was okay. Clearly, this team right now, he comes in during the Green Bay game 2 weeks ago, and people think there's something there. It could be brewing. Look, Jimmy Garoppolo is still the best option for San Francisco right now, but you can see why Trey Lance was taken. There is a future there with San Francisco. He wasn't the worst of the five rookies who started last week, but there's still some growing that needs to happen there. We'll say that.
I think the fact that he's already been able to I mean, they've had a package for him to where he's had game time. Now, it's much different, Brian, when
you're the guy.
When you're the guy, because you have to prepare the whole week to be the guy, and the opponent gets to prepare all week to stop you.
Yeah.
As opposed to, here's a wrinkle, and now here he is full time.
I think you see flashes of why the 49ers think he can be the guy going forward. I think you also see flashes of why Jimmy Garoppolo is currently the guy. You know, good to see him look comfortable-ish, but it doesn't blow you off the page. That's okay. I wouldn't expect anybody making their first start to blow you off the page. There's an easing in process, even if you've had a package. When Taysom Hill had to step in for Drew Brees. Okay, that's great. You do some good things. You do some different things. Are you the guy at every play? I think we all see why you're not. So the difference being, Trey Lance can grow into it, and I think he can take what he learns on the field this year and be the guy sooner rather than later for the 49ers. He's not there yet, and there's no shame in that.
No. I mean, you're talking one start under his belt right now. And, I mean, credit somebody like Justin Fields. Looked like he was just so out of his element week one as a starter, and now he's led them to back-to-back wins. 5 weeks in, just one team. We've talked a little bit about the matchup already, but – does Arizona get to 6-0, or are you taking the Browns, the mistake by the lake?
I like Cleveland, and I think they get Odell Beckham heavily involved in this game. You have no Chubb. You have no Jarvis Landry. I think Baker Mayfield's going to be able to rely on that defense to be able to keep Kyler Murray in the pocket, slow down some of the big targets that he's been able to really rely on early in the season. I think this is going to be one of the better games. I know that's not breaking news when you look at how good both of these teams are, but, John, I like Cleveland to win this game today.
I'm going with Arizona. They may be without their head coach, but I think being without your head coach is not as big of a deal as being without your best running back. So give me Arizona to stay perfect.
Boy, it's interesting to see, speaking of running backs, that James Conner found a pretty nice home out there. Mm-hmm.
That he has. That, and you know what's so funny? They're not to the level of Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Chase Edmonds and James Conner are a nice little 1-2 punch for the birds out there as well. So honorable mention to those guys in the backfield.
Yeah, and Edmonds also a little banged up, as so many are, but could be a little bit more time or more touches for Conner. But he's obviously been their short-term answer. His short yardage answer. Goal to go, it's like they forget Chase who?
Yeah, right. Which is so touchdown vultures in fantasy football these days. James Conner, I'll let John praise you. I won't, you jerk. Tired of this Chase Edmonds heavy lifting.
As we mentioned, the open dates are underway. Atlanta, rookie head coach, 2-3. Falcons coming off the win in London. where do you think they are right now?
Arthur Smith's been nice with them. I think they need to get Calvin Ridley more involved. They got to really find a backfield option, too. Mike Davis had a garbage time touch. I say garbage time. It was what essentially gave them the win last week. You got to find some type of offense, because if not, you're just setting yourself back weeks. Remember, this is supposed to be a trade Julio Jones, maybe trade Matt Ryan, and get your rebuild underway. Atlanta's just kicking the can further down the road to really become an elite team again, so Arthur Smith might have a couple of more years of rebuilding in front of him.
Yeah, what do you have to do in the short term to win? Well, with them, it looks like a rebuild, but now if you're kind of winning a little bit in the short term, you have to make decisions. Like when in the NHL, when the Detroit Red Wings tried to piece things together to keep their long playoff streak going rather than blow it up, build it back like you know you can. I kind of see the Falcons, they're stuck in this rut of, well, are we sure we're bad enough to tank and try to rebuild? We still got Matt Ryan. We still got this. We still got that. You ultimately don't have an identity as a power in a division where there are other really good teams.
The Saints are also off today. I gave them perhaps a little bit too much grief when they lost to Carolina the way they did, when you consider how much was missing from what would be their regular game day operation. But a lot of head scratching after the loss to the Giants. That never should have happened. What do you think of the Saints at 3-2?
As I said earlier, Jameis Winston only having 3 interceptions to this point in the season, I think shows that that team has a high ceiling. You have to be second best in the division, because I assume Tampa Bay is going to win it. You're in competition for playoff spot, and the longer that Jameis Winston continues to not make catastrophic mistakes, the longer you're going to be in that conversation.
I'm usually not a firm believer on one player can change the trajectory of one team. If you're New Orleans, stay afloat till Michael Thomas is ready to play, because the game changes when an elite receiver like Michael Thomas is on the football field. It may not be as elite Drew Brees to Michael Thomas, but I bet you Jameis Winston to Michael Thomas can still win them some football games.
Jets 1-4. We just highlighted where they were in regards to the bottom of the NFL. But I agree with you. I think they have the right head coach. The question is, will they give him all the necessary ingredients or groceries to build that winning recipe?
I believe that they will. I think the front office understands. I think Woody Johnson being gone, doing the Woody Johnson thing he was during the Trump administration, gave the Jets an opportunity to be like, okay, Mom and Dad are out for dinner on Friday night. What are we going to do to stay occupied? We're going to learn a few things about ourselves while we're here babysitting this team. And perhaps maybe the grip of we do things my way was lessened a little bit, and I think they have the right people in the front office. Now, for the first time in a long time, if you're a Jets fan that says, just wait till next year, be patient, that clock is now officially started, and I think good things are on the horizon for New York.
Thoughts on Zach Wilson?
I think he shows an ability that to make plays that you did not have with Sam Darnold. Was that coaching? Was that something else? I think the
offensive
fact
line.
That he is showing that gives you some hope that you can build around him and you can take that step forward. You know, we know in the NFL, a step from one year to the next can be significant. I think it could be next year for them, particularly with the issues that are happening with the Dolphins. We'll see where Mac Jones leads the Patriots. Obviously, you're going to have to deal with the Bills for a long time to come.
49ers are off this week. They were they were 2-0 at one point. They've lost 3 straight since then. And I think that while they got just beset by injury that crushed their defense last year, this year it seems to be on the offensive side. You look at the starters that they are already playing without, George Kittle being the latest. What do you think of the 49ers and their just ability to hang in there roster-wise?
Well, that's the problem. If your quarterback's out, the rest of your guys can elevate the backup. If the rest of your guys are out, your quarterback can try to elevate. If your quarterback and some of his best weapons are out, it is tough for you to maintain until they come back. I don't like the 49ers' chances to do that.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that Arizona got off to a hot start as much as they did, everybody kind of knew there was going to be an uptick in offense with Matt Stafford joining the division. You just don't want to see this happen. If you're San Francisco, you thought there was going to be an opportunity by losing Russell Wilson in Seattle. Right now you're fighting to stay out of the basement. This is a Los Angeles-Arizona division right now.
Let's go ahead and throw out just a little bit of the previews for today's game. You've got 2-3 Kansas City at Washington, also 2-3. It's the 11th meeting ever. Chiefs lead the all-time series, 9 wins to just 1. Kansas City has won the past 7. Last meeting was 2017 in October. Kansas City won at home 29-20. Andy Reid used to coach in the division, 19-11 all-time against Washington. Ron Rivera, 0-2 against Kansas City. Chiefs favored by 6.5. The night game, it's a matchup, again, of 2-3 teams. Seattle at Pittsburgh. 19th meeting, Seahawks lead the all-time series 10-8. Seattle has won the past two. Last time they got together was 2019, and it was Seattle winning 28-26 at Heinz Field. Pete Carroll, 3-3 all-time against the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, 2-2 against Seattle. Steelers are favored by 5. Quick thought on tonight's game.
Man, there's just a whole lot of bad, no pun intended, with bad takes Andy's talk about it earlier.
That's right. We know that Geno Smith's going to lead him to victory.
Well, since that's already decided, then give me Pittsburgh by 2 touchdowns. Jokes aside, I think that Pittsburgh needs this game because coming into this game, this is one of those of, hey, we got to be able to dodge Seattle. I like Pittsburgh in this game, but I don't like him as much as I did if it was Russell Wilson, because I think Pittsburgh plays to their competition. I'll just say that.
Al Michaels is taking the week off. He's probably thankful that he made that decision with Russell Wilson out. I think it's an ugly game, not befitting of the rematch from the glory days that it is, but I'll take Pittsburgh in a close one.
Titans-Buffalo, the Monday night game, 46th meeting. Titans lead the all-time series 28-17. Bills have won 3 of the last 4. Titans won the last meeting 31-10. Actually, no, that is not true. I actually did not finish that one, so that's my bad. I was about to give Jacksonville information, but the Bills have won 3 of the past 4. But anyhow, guys, sure to appreciate it. Have you decided what you're going to get here?
Italian nachos seem pretty darn – that seems like a yes happening over here.
Might be some pasta in the future.
You can build your own pasta here. That means Carino's gives you the canvas. You can make your masterpiece if you will it so. Gentlemen, can't help but say thank you so much for being a part of the NFL Report, and we will see you again soon.
Hey, I'll meet you anytime you want, this Italian restaurant.
Well played, Tyler Ivins. That's Tyler with Brian Rice. I'm John Wilkerson. Thanks to Andy Sellers. Thanks to Sam for pushing all the right buttons. And stay tuned for NFL football. It's coming up next. Get us out of here, Willie.